The white-knuckled September ride for Red Sox fans continues for at least one more night. Red Sox won last night, edging the Orioles 8-7 to stay tied with the Rays in the wild card race because the Rays beat the Yankees, setting up the last game of the regular season in Baltimore tonight as perhaps the postseason decider for the Red Sox. Sox manager Terry Francona kind of said it all after last night's game.
I think it's really good for baseball. Not so good for my stomach.
It's certainly been tough for the players as well as they watch their wide lead in the wild card race at the beginning of the month shrink and shrink and shrink. If the players are in a funk, and many observers think they are, how do they get out of it, especially on deadline? To help answer that question this morning, we turn to Patrick Cohn, a sports psychologist from Florida who's consulted with many professional sports teams. I asked him, how do the Red Sox get their momentum back?
You want to go out there and be able to execute to your strengths, not try to overdo things and try too hard, you know, get up there and I need to get a hit, I need to get a hit. We have to win this game, we have to win this game. I think really it's about going back to the basics. I think the manager has to bring the team together, obviously, but it comes down to the team and the individual members being able to go out there and execute like they're capable of. And to me, that's the whole bag.
You know, you can't look at the dugout or the bullpen in the last few days, especially if you're sitting on the other end of the TV and you're watching the game on TV and not see that glazed over kind of disbelieving look on player after player. As a psychologist, do you tackle this as a team problem or an individual problem?
Both. I mean, you need your starting pitcher to be able to go out there and have a great game. So you have to approach it from an individual standpoint, and you also have to approach it from a team standpoint. If you've had injuries, right, which I know the team has had, and you have to bring in some inexperienced players, or you have to bring up some players from the minors, then you're introducing a whole nother bag, and that is to bring in the new members into that team so that they're working together, they're gelling together. But once again, it has to go back, and the team has to change their attitude before the performance will change.
So in some ways, it's about then performance, but it's also about swagger. It's about getting the swagger back, even though you don't really feel like you've earned the right to swagger?
Interesting statement there. Have you or have you not earned the right? The last, you know, month, you would say you haven't earned the right, but these guys have been playing for years, remember, and I always help my students go back and my athletes go back and say, hey, look, you've been playing the game for how many years? 5, 10, 12, 15 years, whatever it may be. You have to remember that confidence is a long-term project, and let's not just default to the last month. So they really have earned the right over their career. They've earned the right to go back and get on the confidence bandwagon or the confidence horse and say, hey, let's go, we can do this. They have to change their mindset and attitude before the performance will change. You can't afford to wait for your performance to turn around and then start to gain some confidence. So they have to make some changes mentally for the execution and the performance and the teamwork to come.
So you almost have to black out September and go back to July when you had one of the greatest months in baseball ever?
That's a great suggestion. You do, and it's very, very difficult because athletes remember the most recent performances, and it's, you're only as good as your last outing, you know, is the saying. But they do have to go back, and they have to get the feelings, the thoughts, the images in their heads, you know, the positive visualization they had a month ago when they did have some good outings and good performance, and they had the momentum going. That is critical. You can't go out there with your tail between your legs, so to speak, and having that glazed look over your face, as you say, of not having any intensity and not having any confidence. That will not turn the performance around.
You know, I know you said earlier that you got to kind of take this one game at a time, but the fact of the matter is they only now have tonight. So Terry Francona calls you, the team manager calls you, and you're on deadline. It's an absolute must-win game tonight, and you get called for that consultation. What do you say?
I would say treat it as the first game of the season. Prepare the guys and get them into the positive frame of mind you would if it was the first game of the season.
Patrick Cohn is a sports psychologist from Orlando who's worked with a lot of pro athletes, including football players, hockey players, and pro golfers. He has not worked with the Red Sox. If all else fails, just cross your fingers. Game time tonight, 7 p.m. in Baltimore.